Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, gentlemen.
Snake!
How we doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Good.
I'm very good. Somebody sent me a Ring video doorbell camera thing. And here, I'll let you guys look at it.
Okay.
And this... Dancing with that ring. You can describe what you're seeing here.
It's in black and white. It's at night.
Is that a snake?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought it was an arm. It's a snake.
Oh.
And I mean a snake, like a python.
Oh, yeah. We've got to...
That is an eight-foot snake.
We've got to destroy
Dude,
that
it's
house.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That is...
Why is it on their porch ceiling?
I don't know. Could you guys...
Oh, my gosh.
Could you guys... For what amount of money would it take for you to go into a closet... And someone throw that thing in there, and you got 10 minutes.
No, that's not enough money. We don't have it.
$1 billion.
I can't do it.
Well, you know what? I'll just pass out. I'd pass out, and he'd just kind of like, okay, he's...
Well, then we'd open the closet, and there'd be a shape of Donovan, like, standing up, and because he'd eat you. And we're like, oh, there's Donovan.
It swallowed
and
you whole.
And I finally wake up, and I yawn, like, oh, and you see my arms in his belly.
Yeah, no, man.
That's good.
I couldn't do it.
If it wasn't a boa constrictor... Because, man, you fight that thing and you mess up, it just crushes you. But, yeah, if I'm allowed to kill the snake, there's an amount of money I'd get in there with that.
No. You just have to coexist for, like, 10 minutes.
Wow, well, that's, man.
And he's not, you're guaranteed, okay, it's pitch black in there.
Oh, my God.
But you're guaranteed not to get bit or hurt. Are you cool with just hanging out with a snake?
Yeah. I could do that.
It doesn't do anything to you.
I don't think so.
You couldn't do it?
But what if you turn on the lights and we both have, he has a little AirPods on and we're just watching something on.
And he's like,
right.
We become best buddies.
You like the bear too?
I mean, I had that snake in my garage. It took me like half an hour to get it out of the garage that few months back or whenever that was.
Yeah,
that
I had like nightmares.
Four-foot snake.
When we were coming back from church as a kid one time, we passed one of our neighbor's houses, and the entire family was out in the driveway, and they were all kind of acting, you know, crazy and, like screaming. So my dad pulled over and said, what's going on? They're like, there's a snake in here. And so my dad got out of the car, and he grabbed the hoe, not the wife.
Oh.
Let's say, man, that's a bold move from your pops.
I know. And he just walked over there with the hoe and freaking that snake was like all reared up and just chopped it in half.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought my pops was the biggest badass in the world if he would have done
like,
that.
Like, gave him the hoe back. He's like, I'll see y'all later. Thanks a lot.
It's pretty wild, man.
I'm pretty sure the wife kind of looked at your dad as he walked off. Like,
why can't you do that, Earl?
Yeah.
We went camping. This is a couple of years ago, and the wife's stepdad, I was, you know, you're out in the woods, so I went to go pee, and there's a copperhead 3 feet from me, and I just slowly back up. I go, man, there's a copperhead out there. He goes, really? I go, yep, sure is. Reaches down, picks it up by the head, and slings it into the forest, and he goes, I'll leave you alone.
God!
Who are you? Oh my God.
I would look at somebody like that like a superhero.
I would too.
An Avenger.
I mean, guy just picked up a copperhead with his bare hand.
I will marry you.
Yeah.
I should have said that. It was awesome.
All right, from Z, if everyone on the ticket had to face each other at Fight Night, which we're now promoting, I'm hearing, who would be the champion? I don't know how to box. Like, really, not that anyone does at Fight Night. I mean, some people do, but if they just threw me in, I don't know what to do.
Hit the other person in the face as many times as possible.
But I feel like I would get hit a thousand times.
I'd put a lot of money on Matt.
But it's boxing. Yeah. This is not like wild ass.
I know.
Grabbing someone by the waist and picking them up and
I just
charging
feel like,
them.
I feel like if you hit Matt and then he'll just go, and then he'll just freak you out, and then he just has the advantage. Even if it hurt, he'll
like,
just go.
Like I'm bleeding. I'm the guy that licks it and goes, now we get to play.
Yeah.
Right? I'm immediately out of the ring. Like, I'm sorry. Time out.
I feel like Mino. Is in such he looks like he's in such good shape that he could hang in there for a while because it would take some
That's
semblance of shape.
Yeah,
That's
it does. Everyone has a plan until they get hit, but you're in good shape, so I feel like you'll be okay. But if you don't know how to fight,
That's
then that probably would.
I mean,
I think
no
it'd
one
come
knows
down,
how to fight
right,
though.
Right. It'd come down to between Mino and myself because we have good reach. I think we're both in fairly good shape cardio wise. That'd be interesting. Me and him should fight and see.
From Shan, tell us about your first girlfriends. I just told you guys about my first. Forgot about that. Mine was in like eighth grade or whatever, and I outkicked my coverage by a lot. And was like, whoa, you want to, like, you'll go to this dance with me? Like, yeah. You will?
Yeah.
Yeah, my first was seventh grade. I feel like the very first one, she didn't claim that if you would, and I saw her about 3 months ago. And I was almost like, do you even acknowledge that we were boyfriend, girlfriend? I will bet you she would say no, but I said yes. So maybe that was the mix up. So now I go to the next one in the seventh grade that truly was my girlfriend, and she acknowledged it because we would kind of hold hands. We were in the band together, and we wound up going to high school together. And she married a guy that I went to college with, who's probably listening right now. Who's
really
awesome. I love that dude. Yeah, but Robo's the best.
That's awesome.
But he'll go, yeah, man, I know. I was like, dude, we were in the seventh grade. We held hands. That was it.
No kissing?
No.
The girl, I guess. No, do you call it dating? You were going steady with them, I guess, is what
it's
we call
girlfriend.
It back then.
Yeah.
Well, we'd go to the movies. Like, I remember going to the movies with her a couple of times, and we kissed in the movies. And then at recess or whenever you had lunch and they'd let you go outside for a bit, just stand next to her and her friends on the little tennis court. My friends would be over there doing cool stuff, and I'd just be standing there.
With no conversation at all.
Kind of like life now.
You know?
The wife wants to drag you somewhere. You stand there.
Like, we knew when we were 13... that relationships
sucked.
Yeah. At 13, we knew how, like, I really kind of want to be with my friends right now, but you have, like, boobs and stuff.
But this, it's not even the thought you thought about that. But, and the peer pressure when you were that young, you would immediately diss that girl for your friends in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why those relationships last.
Over with your girlfriend, like, uh-oh.
And it's still, like, that is
you'd eat lunch with them and stuff.
An issue. That's an issue till you're dead.
I know.
Of just like, yeah, I kind of want to go hang out.
But
with
shout
the boys
out to Michelle though. Michelle, she acknowledged me, so I'm going to consider
like
her.
Like, if I wanted to go antiquing on a Saturday, or do I want to go hang out with my friends and have some beers and
exactly?
Like, I mean, I'm going to do
this.
It's always an issue.
I know.
Always
until the day.
From
the day we die.
Yes, from the age of 12 on.
You want to go antiquing?
My grandpa, to get out of the house every day, he would leave at 6 in the morning, and he would go to the coffee shop, walk to the coffee shop, and have 800 cups of coffee until, like, noon. So he was gone the whole morning.
Yeah, just to be alone.
Well, he was just, like,
with his friends.
He was with the other boys.
Okay, gotcha.
I go to the Whataburger at 67 in Danieldale, and every time I walk in, it's the same three older guys that are there every single time. And they're in the same booths, and they're just talking and hanging out and doing that. It's probably the same exact thing.
Yes.
It is weird.
We get my ass out of the house so I don't have to deal with her until lunchtime.
Yeah.
And we will go through that our entire lives.
It's the power, man. It's the power.
Well, I know.
They have that power that we cannot... You have no resistance against
it. But it's so funny because they actually want to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Like, they want us to do stuff.
Yeah.
And we're like, no. I would so much rather sit here and do nothing.
Yeah.
But you can't say that every single time.
No.
I mean, look, if you go on guys' trips and you're gone, you go out, like, we do it every year with my fantasy league. We go to we're going to San Antonio this year. We all pitch in, we rent an Airbnb. Man, by the fourth day, like, okay, I got to go back to.
Well, so, yeah.
But I wonder if it was always like that, would you. And maybe it's just because it's only three nights a year that you go hard and you're drinking and you're hanging out.
Yeah. I think if every guy had once a month earmarked for dude stuff and you got away, no one can afford this, right? But I mean, like, or no one could schedule it because guys.
Like a weekend a month.
But yeah, not, one weekend a month.
Just a Friday and Saturday.
Just going as far as going out of town or whatever.
Just hanging.
It's just the fact that you can just go over someone's house.
Yeah.
And sit there and talk as much ass as you can.
Yeah.
Because that's all we're doing.
Right.
We're not doing anything but talking ass, drinking, laughing, and then you go back home.
Yeah.
But it makes you feel so much better.
It does. Like, you may be hungover, but it's a good hangover.
I know.
Right?
Man, that was awesome.
Even after the compound. Yeah. Like, I'm really dragging ass, but I'm like, oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was very fun.
I have one of those coming up Saturday night.
Because
I have a fraternity thing that I'm going to that I don't think the ladies are invited to.
Is it someone's house or like
no,
a...
No, it's like a restaurant.
Okay.
And we're going to go there and talk so much. I think it's a cigar lounge, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come back home just smelling of regret, smoke, and whiskey. And it's going to be the best time of my life. Whiskey.
All right. Could the five most athletic people you know beat five professional athletes in ice dodgeball? So it would have to be guys that you know that can skate. And then you get like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and LeBron. I don't know. I'm naming all NBA guys, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mahomes, all those. Well, Mahomes would kill you. But it's on ice.
Assuming, does he know how to skate? Because he might just fall down on his ass.
They probably don't.
Are we wearing skates or shoes?
Well, that's the thing. You pick the five most athletic people you know. I would do it. I would pick guys that know how to skate.
Right.
And it would seem like you could kick their ass.
Yeah.
Anything on ice changes the game instantly.
Completely level. It negates any type of quickness, burst, speed, any of that.
Height. Any advantage you have.
The only feel that thing, the taller guys probably are at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. And dude, in like you know, a Dirk crumbling to the ice.
He wouldn't be able to get back. I'd be like a giraffe. He's like, you're just slipping around.
And you just kind of stand over him with the ball like, gotcha.
All right, one more real quick. Would you rather wrestle John Cena? This is from Adam. Would you rather wrestle John Cena for 30 minutes and you have to actually, you take all the bumps and lumps and everything?
Mm-hmm. You'd be knocked out in 30 seconds.
Or have sex in an outdoor porta potty for 8 minutes this afternoon?
This afternoon? I would rather have sex.
Okay, mark that.
In an outdoor, in a porta potty that has been like, filled from
like
a festival.
Like at a festival. Yeah.
No, I get it, but you could,
my gosh.
Dude, John Cena would, you would be in the hospital.
No, but he's taking care of you. Like, you know, it's physical and you're going to take some bumps.
He'd crossface you and break your nose within 30 seconds.
No, it's wrestling. It's not Mike Tyson beating you up. It's like, John Cena.
You're taking doing the bitch.
I'm talking about doing stuff you can do. Wait, you're talking about WWE or
WWE.
I thought you meant going back to him.
No, but you got to, but he's like doing the jumping up from the top rope and coming down on you and throwing you over his shoulder.
But then
we're going
to have to go back and forth where I have the advantage also, where I can throw him over the top rope and
good
stand there.
Good luck moving him.
Right. Well, he's going to help you. It's
he's
wrestling.
A block of granite.
300 pounds.
You have to go the whole 8 minutes?
Sex. Oh, that's a good point. Could you?
Man, just bury your nose in her hair and go to town, dude.
You're right. That is.
Yeah, what if, you know.
I'm taking porta pot sex over 30 minutes of wrestling. It's only 8 minutes.
Or five.
Or two.
Or
you just open the door, walk in, and go, thank you, I'm done.
You immediately light the cigarette.
That
was great.
Hold each other's noses.
Thank you. Thank you.
I did not need that.
Yeah, you didn't need to make the movement, dude.
I'm a method actor.
Look at me.